You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. For a little bit of news you can use, I am Matt Fidler. Believe it or not, there are other things going around here in the North State that are not directly related to the ongoing pandemic. And isn't that nice? And this is one of my favorite subjects, taking care of this wonderful land that's all around us. We in the North State are very fortunate that we live in this area. Sure, it gets hot. But our land provides us with food, ways to keep cool during the summer, and entertainment. But only if we continue to maintain the land. Us as humans do have the option to pave over everything, killing the soil and the plants and trees that go around it. We do this in cities all the time. Draining our waterways and letting our forests get overgrown are something that are happening up here. But if we want fire-resistant forest, and we want a fertile valley to grow food, and we want a year-round waterways for fishing and boating and for agriculture, why not get involved with something like the new Comprehensive Plan for Managing Chico's Vegetation and Natural Resources? It's come to fruition with the hope that the community will offer input into use of grant dollars to set this plan in motion. Chico's Park and Natural Resources Manager Linda Herman said the first draft of the plan was received July 16th and uses a grant from CAL FIRE. While most cities in California take land projects one by one, doing it project by project is very challenging and also not an efficient use of resources. This comprehensive process will help show where the city has shovel-ready projects up for grant funding, where surveys have been done with a clear purpose and strategy in mind. It helps that Chico has much more natural lands and park space than many other cities. Now, Linda Herman said, "We're living in a time when a history of fire suppression has messed up our woodlands to what we see today. Inspiration and instruction from indigenous land management methods were taken into account, such as using natural grazing animals or cutting vegetation where needed to thin the landscape more naturally. These methods encourage cultivation of more native plants and biodiversity, so the land looks much more like when it did when the Machupta were the only people managing it." The city is calling out for public comment on the plan, and all Chico residents can reach out to her personally by email at linda.herman@chicoca.gov as the draft is reviewed for the next step in the process. The first draft can be viewed online at bcrcd.org. That's bcrcd.org at any time before sending comments to her address. For KZFR 90.1 FM, I'm Matt Fidler, reporting from Chico.